Wildfires in California have been brutal these past few years. This week, state investigators say the Camp wildfire, the deadliest in a century, was caused by equipment owned by Pacific Gas and Electric. Amna Nawaz has our look into the company's role.
The Camp fire killed 85 people and burned down most of the town of Paradise to the ground before it was eventually brought under control. Fire investigators say the utility's 100-year-old transmission lines snapped last November and created small fires that spread and turned into the Camp fire. State officials also say PG&E has caused multiple fires in 2017 as well. The company is facing lawsuits, potentially criminal charges, and filed for bankruptcy protection in January. Russell Gold is senior energy reporter for The Wall Street Journal. He's been covering this. He's also the author of a new book on renewables called Superpower. Russell Gold, welcome to the NewsHour. 100-year-old transmission lines. What do we know about how PG&E was run, what they were doing, what they failed to do that led to this devastating fire?
Well, what we know is that this is a transmission line that was built in 1921. Before a recent story in the Wall Street Journal, we asked, well, when was the last time it was inspected? When was the last time you climbed up it? The company was unable to really provide an answer. This is a company which has had many problems over the years, going back to 2010 with the pipeline explosion in San Bruno, and then continuing forward. It seems like every time they have an issue, they get it taken care of, something else pops up. So they're almost playing whack-a-mole trying to keep up with all the different problems that they're having.
Well, you've seen those problems you just mentioned, state officials saying they were behind multiple other fires as well. Is that unusual for a utility like this?
There are actually considerably more fires started than even other California utilities. We looked into that. But one of the biggest problems is that in the past, you might have a situation where a utility, a tree will hit a line, the line will go down, and it will start a fire. But Northern California right now is so dry and has been through so much drought over the last 5 years that the fires are just devastating. And really, PG&E is playing catch up. I would venture to say that neither the company nor the regulators really were prepared for the ferocities of the fires that we're seeing right now, and are struggling to try to figure out what to do.
So they have a new head, right? Bill Johnson stepped into the role relatively recently, has already testified before lawmakers about this. What is he saying? What is the company response to these findings?
Well, so he said PG&E has accepted responsibility. They expected to be found responsible for this campfire. What PG&E is doing right now is they're talking about really a multi-year plan to harden their system, to cut down trees, to try to get this situation under control. But in the meantime, one of the things they're talking about doing, starting this summer, effectively starting now, and certainly in the fall fire season, is they're talking about turning off power to entire cities or half of counties when the conditions are conducive for fires. Because they're saying, look, if we cannot guarantee that our equipment is not going to cause a fire, it's not going to have a problem and cause a fire, we're just going to turn the equipment off. So what we're going to face this fall and what the communities in Northern California are going to face could be 2 to 5 days without power.
So we mentioned there could be potential criminal charges, right? The district attorney is looking over the report. What do we know about accountability for the fires that they have already been linked to?
Well, PG&E, in California, there's something called inverse condemnation. And what that means, very simply, is that it doesn't matter if PG&E was negligent. If their equipment started the fire, they are liable for the damages, and that's property damages, that's lawsuits, death. So they are facing billions and billions, $20, $30 billion of damages already. And now with the campfire, the most deadly of them all, being associated with PG&E, PG&E being blamed for sparking it, just massive liability. That's why they declared bankruptcy earlier this year. They're still a profitable company. This is a utility. They can collect rates if you want electricity, But the amount of liabilities they're facing are just so large that essentially they said, we can't continue going on like this.
You mentioned some of the steps they're going to be willing to take, some of the things they're already trying to do. Preparations are underway, though, for the upcoming fire season across the region. Are people confident that the steps that they're taking now, the things that they're doing, will they be able to safeguard people for this upcoming fire season?
No, there's not a lot of confidence right now. And you hear that from people that you interview who live in Northern California. You hear it from state regulators. You hear it definitely from state politicians. The loss of confidence in PG&E and PG&E's ability to operate safely is really stunning. So essentially, when you talk to people in places like Napa County, Sonoma County, which went through deadly wildfires around Santa Rosa in 2017, you say, does it make sense to you to turn off the power on windy days when the conditions are ripe for fires? They basically say, yeah, we don't have confidence that PG&E will be able, that their equipment will not spark more fires. So it makes sense to de-energize those lines, even though it will come at a great inconvenience to the public.
Troubling findings there, something to watch. Russell Gold, senior energy reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.